The name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We'll continue our study in the letter of Philippians written by St. Paul. He was in the prison of Rome, and this letter of the four chapters is the letter of joy, known by the scholars, by most of the early fathers, as the letter of joy. Because he was happy and he preached the joy of the Spirit, and that was the words given in the last episode, that he said it clearly, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. And also he commented on the peace of God. The peace is the outcome of the life of praying. When you pray good, when you thank God all the time, you can feel this joy and peace given by God, and whatever happening around will not affect this heavenly peace. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that I now at last, your care for me has flourished again. I want to recall some of the important points before reading this. St. Paul was present. And some of the people of Philippians sent him good things to share his suffering in the prison. So this letter was like sending back to them to thank them for the gift they sent to him. So he did not say it from the early beginning, but with the end of the letter, he's mentioning this, that he is happy receiving these gifts, but not because of the gifts, but because of the love, the care these poor people showed to their father Paul. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. So in a very polite, humble way, he expressed it this way, that you try to care for me, to share me, to give me many things, but you had no opportunity before. Now being in prison, you got the opportunity to serve me, to help me. So you sent me good things. Though you surely did care, but you lacked the opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need. Because he always respecting himself as a father. He never say, I need anything, because as a spiritual father, he never need earthly things. He always pray for them and wait for their prayer. He will never, you know, expect money or these earthly things. But they sent him. So he is mentioning that, not that I speak in regard to needs. I need nothing. I'm happy with God. I'm satisfied with everything. So not in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. That's another virtue in St. Paul, that he is content with whatever happening, whatever he has. In prison he is happy, outside the prison he is happy, preaching thousands of people he is satisfied, serving just one person he is also satisfied. Living alone, enjoying Christ's company, he's happy. Being busy with the service all the time, he is also happy. So he said it this way, I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. So it's not easy to be content in different occasions, different situations. It needs many exercise to help yourself to feel peaceful, whatever things happening around. I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry. Sometimes he is invited in good big places. People are, giving him all kinds of food and celebrating his presence. But in other times, he is just hungry, in prison or in the boat or in hard time with the Jew or with the pagans. So he is always facing many different situations, he is always content. Everywhere in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ. So when he said it this way, he did not mean to do miracles. He was not speaking about his easy life of miraculous life. No, he was speaking about hard time. And with Christ, into Christ, he could make it, he could live it, he could enjoy the presence of Christ even in hardships. I can do all things through Christ. Some people may consider this verse when you do miracles, but actually better than doing miracles is to be content with all circumstances. You can say, I can do all things through Christ. I can be the last or the first. I can be hungry or full. I can be thirsty or drinking. I can fast, I can eat. I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. So St. Paul is strong, but not by his strength. It's by Christ's strength. And he believed in this so much. He can feel it all the time. He is weak. He had bad history of attacking the church. He was just like Antichrist personality. But nowadays, he's enjoying the power of Christ. And with this strength, he can do all things through Christ. Nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress. Again, he is appreciating the gifts they sent him. So, you have done well that you shared in my distress. Now, you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. That's a good information you have to know, that in the last years of the 50s of the first century, it happened like a fame happened in Jerusalem, in Judea. And St. Paul was busy sending many things to the Christians, the poor Christians in Judea. And he started to collect these donations, this money and food to send to the poor Christians in Judea. One of the earliest church who shared in this, the Church of Philippians. And all the area of Macedonia. Macedonia is a large area full of churches. One of them is Philippians. And this church, they started to collect many, many good things. And he reported this in his second letter to Corinthians. He considered so much the churches of Macedonia because they were the best in this. They shared the poor although they were in poverty. They were suffering, but they considered the suffering of their brothers in Judea. So he's saying, you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. So he is considering this, he is mentioning this. It's important for the father to consider whatever good done by his disciples or sons, because this way of encouraging them will help them to continue. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. So he is encouraging his people. It's good for a father to encourage his disciples, so they will continue on the same giving, on the same virtue. And he considered them the first to give. And he named it this way, shared with me concerning giving and receiving. What's receiving? giving is understandable. That, you know, they give donation, they give money or food, but they receive also the love of the people, they receive the gifts of God, they receive the spiritual rewards. So it's not only giving, but by giving you will receive much more than you gave. For even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessities. So they did not share only Judea problem, but also they shared in the needs of the service served by St. Paul and his team. For even in Thessaloniki you sent aid once and again for my necessities, not that I seek the gift. Again he's repeating that I'm not saying so to expect more gifts, more donations. No, I'm not speaking about necessities or needs, but I seek the fruit that abounds your account. So, you know, when you give chance for people to give, you open their account in heaven. Now they, you know, have good fortune in heaven. They need to think this way, that by giving, they are receiving more, and they are the one who, you know, win it. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds your account. So thinking of the account, meaning that people who are giving donations, they are making accounts in heaven. They think in the good way that having accounts on earth will not as beneficial as having accounts in heaven. Indeed, I have all and abound. I'm full, having received from Aphroditus the things sent from you, a sweet smelling aroma. So again, he is appreciating what they had done to him, and through Aphroditus, the servant who came to his prison to visit him, and he came with the news of his people in Philippians. The things sent from you, a sweet smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice. So he called the donations aroma and sacrifice. That's the way the church looks up to any donations. Whatever the sum of the money, whatever the food or the oil or whatever people are giving to the church, it's kind of aroma or sacrifice accepted by God, because they spread their love to God by this way. Sweet smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well pleasing to God. And by saying so, maybe he is reminding us with the sacrifice given by Abel in the history, that he is the one who made the good sacrifice and were pleasing to God. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So Paul cannot pay back, but God can. So he is just praying for them, saying, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches. People may not need money or food, but all people need love. All people need forgiveness. All people need security. All people need to feel beloved, appreciated. All people need the kingdom of heaven, the afterlife. So these precious gifts can be given to fulfill the needs of everyone. And that's a good call, a good prayer for everyone. May God supply all your need according to his riches. Our Father God is rich and can supply all the needs. We have nothing not given by God. If you need love, don't go just to ask people for love. Ask your God. He can give you all the need of love you need, all the need of feeling secured, all the good feeling of precious, of beloved. All these good feelings are given by God. He is the one who supplies all the needs. According to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus, now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. He's finishing the letter and he's spreading God as he used to do with the end of all epistles. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. He's using the word saint to all the members of the church, because in our Orthodox belief, those who were sanctified by the Holy Spirit, those who share in the communion, having the holy bread, the holy blood of Christ, they all considered saints. So greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren who are with me greet you. So we have some brethren in the prison in Roma with him. All the saints greet you, but especially those who are of Caesar's household, because he is prisoned under the control of Caesar. Some of the people in this house of Caesar became Christian. So he is sending their greetings to the people of the Church of Philippians. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. He is finishing, ending this beautiful letter by the word grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. He is the one who always mentioned the grace of God. St. Paul, the most famous apostle, used the word grace of God. That's why we always in the liturgy relate this grace of God to all letters of St. Paul. He is saying the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.